I'm super happy that my kids can grow up in a world where they can be nerds and nobody gives a f-.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're going to talk about the Phase 4 announcements from Marvel from San Diego Comic-Con. No spoilers because there aren't even trailers yet, so yeah.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Hi, welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Molly Glover.
Hello.
And Tim Wick.
Thwip.
And we are recording at the Deepwood Mott Studio because I'm on call and could get paged at any moment.
Hooray!
So. Yay! Obligations. But this episode, we're going to talk about the Phase 4 of Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And
wah, wah, wah.
So San Diego Comic-Con just happened, and Marvel had a big announcement, and they showed the audience a couple clips that they haven't released online yet, and maybe won't, and announced titles and actors and all that jazz.
So there was a lot of stuff that was like speculated.
Yes.
But there was some new stuff in there that people didn't know about it.
Oh,
for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Yes. So do we want to go like chronologically?
Sure.
I think chronologically.
Yeah, let's just take it as it comes. Yeah.
So an exciting thing about this is this will start to incorporate Disney Plus into the MCU. And
God damn it, Disney.
And with they've been pitching the Disney Plus shows as mini events. So like a self-contained series, not like an ongoing thing.
Not like the way Netflix did it.
Right.
More like a one and done?
More like a 6-episode movie.
Like a short, like the way HBO does limited series.
Right, yep, a mini series. Yep.
Yep.
So in 2020, we get Black Widow and the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is a Disney.
So Black Widow is a TV series,
no,
not
it
a,
is a
Black Widow
a movie.
Is a movie.
Oh, okay.
Falcon
okay.
and the Winter Soldier is the show.
All right. Okay.
So Black Widow solo film,
which we had we all heard we knew was coming.
Yep.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So
I know some things.
So some stuff. We did an episode about Midsommar. Florence Pugh, who played Dani. She is playing Yelena Belova, the other Black Widow.
That's exciting.
Who, she's, in the comics, she's more like, kind of like the evil Black Widow. She's definitely more of a villainous Black Widow, but not exclusively so. She's the blonde Black Widow sometimes,
sure,
too.
Sure, sure.
She plays the Black Widow on Norman Osborn's Dark Avengers team.
Oh, right.
And
that's a good storyline.
And she's a great actress in Midsommar. Since it's a kind of a prequel or origin story, we might get some stuff about Budapest. We might get like her and Hawkeye meeting or
sure.
saving each other or something.
Do we know if Jeremy Renner's in this film? Right?
We don't know.
He? Oh, okay.
They haven't
confirmed anybody other than, as far as I know, other than
Scarlett
Johansson and then this woman who played
and
who
David Harbour.
Oh, and David Harbour, right?
The sheriff from Stranger Things.
I mean, we could speculate on all of this, but I mean, I gotta wonder because you know Black Widow died.
Yeah,
this is a prequel. Cool. I'm positive.
But do you think it's setting up the new Black Widow? For
Yelena Belova.
Yeah,
that's entirely possible.
Yeah.
I think that's. I think that their whatever their future casting and future movies are that include or star women, which we'll get to. I think it would be a mistake to, like, be down a woman right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially a woman who's getting her own, the first starring, you know, Marvel movie. Like, she's a dead character already, so.
Yeah.
Ha-ha. David Harbour, the sheriff, is playing Alexi, who is the Red Guardian, who,
yeah.
in Endgame, when the Red Skull greets her in Hawkeye, he says, Natasha's son, daughter of Alexi.
Right. Which she didn't really know.
Right. She was like, yeah. But he's not my
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So the Red Guardian is like, Captain Soviet Union, right? Like right. He's like the commie Captain America. They're also probably have Iron Maiden, another Russian Soviet character.
Yep.
And the preview image they showed Natasha battling Taskmaster, which is super fucking exciting because Taskmaster is a dope villain.
That's the thing I knew.
Ah.
That's the one little secret I knew ahead of time.
So,
yeah.
Taskmaster is a guy who, when he sees you do a move, he has like a photographic reflexes.
Like he can now do it.
Oh. He can, like.
See, if you're fighting him, you can't like repeat a move because he'll be able to count.
Yeah.
He could hypothetically beat Captain America in a fist fight. He right. uses a shield like Cap.
Because he's seen Cap use it.
In the comics, but right. in this
he has a shield.
Right.
And it's because around, he's fought Cap, he yep. can now use it similar to yeah. how Cap uses it.
The image they showed of him looked pretty cool, except for his mask, which is like a skull mask in the comics. Looks like it has like silly ass reflective wraparound glasses built in, which look pretty dumb. But that's just my personal opinion. Right.
Maybe that's just like, you know how like in some of the Netflix shows, like they have a half costume before they have a real costume?
Yeah.
Maybe this is his Daredevil with the black scarf tied around his face sure, thing, right? Sure. Like that's, could maybe be. That'll just be the first bit.
They did give him this cool scarf that, because he has a cape in the comics and they're not really doing capes so much, but.
No capes!
He has this dope scarf that kind of like fit scarf hood instead of cape
sure,
hood.
Sure.
But Falcon and Winter Soldier is the show for 2020.
Yep.
And they've got all the actors for that. They've got the actor who played Baron Zemo in Civil War coming yeah. back as cool. Zemo. And they showed a picture of him wearing the like purple hood that hey, the character yeah, yeah. wears in the comics.
That's exciting.
He was a great villain. I felt like he was underused. Like, he beats the Avengers in Civil War without throwing a punch, but then he goes out like a chump.
Yeah. But
now he's not dead.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun.
He's not entirely out like a chump anymore, I guess.
I think that show will be some good hard action. You know, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier are both good close combat fighters. Like,
yeah.
And I've been reading that a lot of it's going to be about whether or not Falcon, resistance to Falcon becoming the new Captain America.
Like, mm-hmm. by the government, supposedly. Yeah.
So, they didn't make him, so they don't control him the way they think they controlled Cap, you know?
Or he won't dance... You know, and carry the shield and punch Hitler and all that. Yeah. They're both, like, not huge special effects characters, too.
Yeah.
Like, if they get a good fight choreographer, I think they could do...
Yeah, I'm excited about these Netflix series, and my understanding is...
Disney Plus.
My bad.
Streaming.
I'm excited about the streaming series in that they're supposed to be tying into the MCU. So, you know, you're going to see shit go down with, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier that's going to tie into what's going to happen in the movies.
Well, they always have. That's the smart thing Marvel did that DC has not done, is their TV shows have always been within the same universe. So it's like, even though the Netflix stuff didn't, those actors didn't really show up, they weren't cast otherwise, right?
And they referred to
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 1,000% tied in.
Yeah.
There were things from the movie that then you'd watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and it was like the Hydra
reveal. Oh, shit went down.
And stuff like that. Yeah. So
but
that's,
like that,
yeah.
That, after, I want to say, like, after Winter Soldier, that really, or no, Ultron. After Ultron, or around that time, it really, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s involvement really dropped off quite a bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
They went to space.
Also in 2020 is the Eternals movie.
I know nothing. The Eternals is not a
so, okay, so you know Nowhere, where they go in Guardians of the Galaxy? Mm-hmm. That is an Eternals skull.
No, it's a Celestial skull.
Oh, it's a Celestial skull. Oh, I'm wrong.
So the Celestials made the Eternals.
Okay,
though.
I was close, yeah.
And the Eternals are tied to Titan, which is... where Thanos is from.
Yeah.
He's like related to the Eternals.
Is he like a child of the Eternals?
Yeah, something like that.
Ego a Celestial or an Eternal?
A Celestial.
Okay.
So Celestials are like godlike. They're just a few steps down from God. And that would make Eternals almost like angelic of sort of. They're like, this is a bad analogy, but do you know DC's New Gods? Like Apocalypse and like Genesis and all that stuff. That is when Kirby left Marvel, he was writing Eternals, and when he went to DC, he started New Gods. Sure. It's basically the same fucking thing.
Now, when you say that Eternals and Celestials are like, it's just like a step down from God, you don't mean like Thor.
No, I mean like
you mean like
cosmic god-like
if there
power.
Were a if there were a one all-powerful, omnipotent, all-sentient being.
Maybe a step down from that.
Okay.
But yeah, like cosmic level powers, like Galactus like almost godlike.
Yeah.
Right? So Eternals is pretty much going to introduce a bunch of new characters that we haven't seen before.
A shit ton, yeah.
And it's going to be more cosmic. It's going to be playing more in the Guardians of the Galaxy sandbox.
Right. Which they didn't, that's not, Guardians or Asgardians is not phase... Four.
I know.
Yet.
I know.
Or it might be, but they didn't talk about it at all at San Diego. Yeah. But Eternals, supposedly, there's this one kind of prominent woman character that's going to be the lead. And I'm really hoping that they borrow from, like, the most recent big Eternals story was written by Neil Gaiman. And it'd be a really good jumping off point. And if you want to read any Eternals, you can find this hardcover Neil Gaiman Eternals book for dirt cheap because they overprinted and no one bought it. So you can usually get it for like 10 or 15 bucks for like a hefty, almost omnibus.
So then what's next?
So 2021, there's 3 movies and 4 shows.
Holy fuck.
Mm-hmm. So... Phase 4 is just as big as Phase 3, but they're doing it in half the amount of time.
Just 2 years.
They're doing it twice as fast.
Well, a lot of that
they
is because
do
the
some
shows.
Of it on the TV.
Exactly.
Five movies and 5 shows and maybe another movie that they haven't talked about yet.
And also, you never know, like us, I read an article that pointed out, you know, Spider-Man wasn't a part of Phase 3 until it was.
Sure.
Right? Like, until they got the license back, and then all of a sudden it was. So, they could drop something in if something like that happens.
They could be cooking a Fantastic Four movie.
They did mention Fantastic Four at San Diego, but that's like a Phase 5 thing.
I think that'll be the start of Phase 5.
Well... We'll get there.
I'm just never going to die. Not so long as the MCU exists. Just
so
not going to happen.
The next movie would be Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
That's another one. Shang-Chi, I don't know at all.
He is a martial arts master.
I mean, I know who he is. It's just I haven't read
it. Is it Iron Fist related or what's the...
No, but Legend of the Ten Rings is the Mandarin.
Ah.
And they've confirmed that it's the real Mandarin is the villain.
Are they going to have... So not Ben Kingsley.
Right.
Who played the fake Mandarin.
An actual Asian dude playing the Asian character.
Yeah.
The guy who's playing Shang-Chi, whose name escapes me right now...
I'll look it up.
Please do. He's one of the stars of the sitcom Fresh Off the Boat, which I haven't seen. But he's also a previous stuntman and stunt choreographer.
Simu Liu.
Yeah. This dude is hilarious
on Twitter.
The
Mandarin is Tony Leung Chiu Wah. Why?
So...
And Awkwafina's in it.
Yes, she is. So this Shang-Chi dude, follow him on Twitter. He is a riot. He's been retweeting these tweets of his from like 3 or 4 years ago where he was saying, hey Marvel, have you ever thought about, you know, like maybe an Asian lead in a movie?
Hey.
When at San Diego, when that happened, he retweeted his own tweets from like way back when.
That's great. That's
like,
great.
Some dude called him ugly and he retweeted that and it was like, hey Siri, am I ugly? Like,
really great.
Thanks, Siri.
Really good job, Nick. Yeah.
I don't know if that got picked up or not.
We have Siri, and she answered Nick.
Yeah, thanks, HomePod. But we don't know much about the movie, but Shang-Chi, martial arts master.
Into exciting.
So the next movie, actually, switch gears. The next show is WandaVision.
Yay!
Vision's dead.
Again, I think this is either... So here's what I think WandaVision's going to be. I think it's either going to be... It'll be like a fantasy. It'll be Wanda. Either it's going to be Wanda... So here's... Okay. So she doesn't have reality-altering powers in the MCU the way she does in the comics because she's not a mutant.
Or if they do, they haven't
shown it yet, right? But Wanda Maximoff in the comics, Scarlet Witch in the comics, can like literally change reality.
No more mutants.
She's the House of Abnormal Mutants. She makes herself 2 kids.
Yep.
She just makes them be.
Yep.
And so like that is what I think WandaVision is going to be. Is either her... It'll be either her dreaming And then it'll all reveal that it was a dream, or it'll be her manifesting a reality where Envision is alive and they're happily married, and it'll be almost like a Leave It to Beaver kind of thing.
So it's capital W, capital V, but one word. WandaVision. Now, it's interesting that you say universe-bending powers, yeah, because she is going to be prominently featured in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Ah, so maybe it'll be a different Earth.
Right.
Where Vision didn't die, and they went on, and they lived happily ever after.
It's hard to say.
That would be cool, too.
But they're both
too.
In the same year, and she's in both.
That would be cool, too, if it was like a slide thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And Doctor Strange is directed by Scott Derrickson, and IMDb only lists Stan Lee and Jack Kirby as the writers.
Sure,
but
sure.
The Wikipedia page has Derrickson and Cargill listed
as the
writers.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So
I'm sure it'll be the
two. It sounds like it's them again, and maybe we get to talk to Cargill about that sometime.
Yeah, I would say that that's not confirmed.
That seems really... It's not confirmed, but it seems likely.
The Wikipedia page is wrong.
But it seems likely.
I'm aware.
Yeah. And the IMDb page is blank.
I will say, I think that it's very cool that, because in the Spider-Man Far From Home, we had Mysterio saying, like, I'm from another Earth.
Right.
Right? So even though he was full of shit, that is something they put out there.
The concept.
Are other Earths. Yep. They exist. The same people exist in them and other things happen. Yeah.
And this Strange sequel is the MCU's first horror movie.
Ooh, the Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness?
They're saying...
Oh, sure.
It's
Lovecraftian in that, yeah.
Lovecraftian multiverse
horror.
Yeah,
yeah. That sounds great.
Which is awesome. We're also getting a Loki series on Disney Plus in 2021.
I'm excited about that. I kind of feel like that they set that up in Endgame.
No doubt.
I wish it was Journey into Mystery, but I know it's not going to be.
Well,
like, I just, because that's young Loki, and it's Loki dies and comes back young or some weird shit.
It's complicated.
Like, it's super. Would that it were so simple.
Right.
Yeah, but I feel like it's Loki who's got the Space Stone now.
Yeah.
And he's off just gallivanting around the universe, being a pain in the ass, and sometimes helping because that's Loki's way.
Sometimes helping makes him more of a pain in the ass.
Yes, I know.
So, if he always lies, then everyone will always mistrust him.
It's not mischief if you're always lying.
Yes.
In the Loki myths, in the beginning, he's a trickster. In the end, he's more evil. But but the Loki logo, the word Loki is, each letter is in a very different font, a very different, like, 3D sculpted thing.
Yeah.
So that could be four different worlds, that could be four different times, that could be four different Lokis.
Yeah. Plus, that ties into the Thor movie, probably, right?
Well, so, in 2021, Thor Love and Thunder.
With Dr. Thor!
Starring Natalie Portman as Thor.
She was on stage at San Diego Comic Con with Mjolnir.
Fucking Dr. Thor, motherfuckers.
Dr. Thor.
It's Hut Slayer Leia, and it's Dr. Thor.
So, if you're not familiar with Jason Aaron's comics, the Thor comics he wrote, at one point during Original Sin, someone whispers something in Thor's ear that makes him realize he is unworthy and he loses Mjolnir. Eventually, a woman shows up in full Asgardian armor with the winged helmet and all that, wielding Mjolnir, claiming to be Thor. And she is Thor.
Yep.
She's not that
Thor
dude.
Thor is a title.
It's also a name.
His name is Thor Odinson.
Right.
But also, Thor is whoever's wielding Mjolnir.
Thor is whoever's god of thunder.
Yes.
And that's who she is.
Yes.
It also happens to end up being revealed that it's Jane Foster.
Heyo.
And in the comics, she's dying of cancer, and using Mjolnir is keeping her alive, but when she goes back to being Jane, she is dying again, still. And I think using Mjolnir might be fucking with her chemo or something, too. I don't remember the specifics.
I would imagine. it's probably got some kind of cosmic radiation going on, right? Like,
well, so, she had one of the stones in her.
Oh, yeah, like Gwyneth Paltrow recommends. Spread up your yoni, and then you just...
They show an endgame that the ether, the red one, is in her, and they put it back inside.
Yeah.
And they've also shown that a mortal isn't powerful enough to contain the power of a stone.
Yep, because we saw that when it fried everybody in Guardians.
So maybe that's a part of the problem.
Yep.
We don't know.
But Valkyrie is... confirmed to be in it. And,
oh man, I love her.
Valkyrie,
fucking Tessa Thompson.
Valkyrie as King of Asgard needs a queen.
Marvel
has said that Love and Thunder will definitively show her as a queer character.
Excellent.
If not just on paper, it's legit.
Yes.
That's nice.
Not just doing the J.K. Rowling. No, you guys, for real. They're totally gay.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's,
there's subtext all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Taika Waititi.
Oh, God, so, I love him so much.
And then there's two more Disney Plus movies or shows. Hawkeye.
Yeah.
That's the last one.
I skipped one on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Hawkeye, which they showed the picture of all the art they've used has been key art from Matt Fraction and Aja's Hawkeye.
The logo is straight up the Matt Fraction and Aja's Hawkeye.
Eisner Award winning.
Yeah, which is the one where he's kind of given up the superhero game and he's kind of just living his life in New York.
Apartment building.
But also has to, like, he's still a hero. So it's like, no, you know what? No, these Russian mobsters are not going to fuck with me and my neighbors. Like, no, fuck no.
And
like,
then he's training like a younger...
Kate Bishop.
Yeah. That's for Pizza Dog. Pizza Dog. Yeah.
Hawkeye also had an entire issue done in ASL, which ASL requires so much hand movement that they had to kind of show the motion in the comics. It's like
textbooks. When you get an ASL textbook, they show it that way.
The issue won an Eisner that year. Super dope.
There's a cross stitch that I have up there of a naked Hawkeye that's from that run, the Fraction Hawkeye Aja run. With the
classic Hawkeye mask.
Yeah, it's great.
Hawk blocking his genitals.
Yeah.
So people are really excited about that because that is a beloved and award-winning comic, and it seems like they're heavily influenced by
it. I'm into it.
The last thing is weird. The last thing is, so remember when we were saying, Molly, how that's what Marvel gets it right, all their shows and movies are combined?
Yes.
The exception has been Marvel's animated stuff is very separate.
Yes.
Right.
Except What If?
Ooh.
Will be an animated show on Disney Plus that is, What If is like, what if Peggy Carter had gotten the super soldier serum instead of Captain America?
What if the Dark Phoenix rose again? They won't do that. Yeah.
So it's, and because it's animated and they've got all the original voice actors doing the voices.
They do. I'm looking at the cast list. It's like, literally every single actor.
Josh Brolin.
Dominic Cooper. Paul Rudd.
Everybody.
Karen Gillan. Chris Hemsworth.
The guy
Middleton.
That played Quicksilver is in it, for fuck's sake.
Stanley Tucci as Erskine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got fucking everyone.
Jeff Goldblum, Michael Rooker.
The fact that they have Erskine and they have Peggy Carter, there was a what if for Peggy Carter getting the super soldier serum, and that's a really popular theory. But it'll be an animated show that ties into the MCU, which is a first.
That's great.
And animated means no special effects budget to worry about. Which means they can do all their same shit.
Confirmed. The first episode will say, what if Peggy Carter had taken the super soldier serum instead of Steve Rogers? That's confirmed.
Do they have Robert Downey Jr. on there, too?
No, he's not listed right now, but Jeffrey Wright is playing the Watcher. He's the guy from Westworld. The main scientist from Westworld.
The great thing about What If is that it isn't part of the standard Marvel continuity anyway.
Right. It's a different... It's always outside.
What if this thing had happened?
We're at DC. It would be called Elseworlds.
Yeah, but that's really exciting. That's super exciting.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of really exciting stuff. And
that's 2 years, right?
And that's
2 years.
2020 and 2021.
So
we haven't even gotten to a Black Panther 2. We don't have a Captain Marvel 2 that's out there.
Right.
We don't have...
Because they're starting. It's what I love about it is they're kind of starting like this new thing. Like they're moving into like it's a good phase. Like they're not just trotting out sequels. They're branching out in a new territory.
And so Phase 4, twice as fast, just as many movies. Phase 5, the Blade. They cast Blade. I forgot the gentleman's name. Fuck. I'm really bad with actor names, but they have him, and they showed a Fantastic Four logo. So that is...
So Fantastic Four is almost... The thing that's nice here is that they are going with more obscure characters. Shang-Chi isn't very familiar to, you know, most people that don't...
Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala Ali. I can never say his name right. I'm so sorry.
Moonlight, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He called Marvel after Moonlight won its award and was like, so Marvel, what's up?
That's smart.
And they were like, how about Blade?
Yeah.
And you say yes.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah, so I like that they're they're finding these characters that aren't, you know, they're like saying, well, we want an Asian character.
Right.
So they find a character that people aren't particularly familiar with, but they go ahead and make a movie, and they've got so much clout now.
Yeah.
Having made so many good movies in a row that they can just say, well, what the fuck, we're going to do a movie with this character most people don't know, but we're going to put MCU on the front of it, and that means that this movie's going to do well.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize this, but Ali played Cottonmouth.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be maybe the first person ever to play two characters.
In the MCU.
In the MCU. Mm-hmm. You count Ryan Reynolds.
People are saying that and the cancellation of the Netflix stuff might mean that Marvel is going to just kind of pretend all the Netflix stuff never happened.
That's okay, though, because none of it crossed over, really.
Not really.
There wasn't any.
They mentioned, like, the Battle of New York a couple of times.
They did,
like,
but they did all the Heroes for Hire, and they did all the Hell's Kitchen stuff, and they kept it separate from all the other hero stuff.
They played it really safe, which was worrisome. Lots of stuff in the future. As that stuff comes out, we find out more. I'm sure we'll talk about it a lot more. We all love this stuff, so... let's go to five questions.
Yeah, five questions.
What?
I've got five questions from Stefan, and he wants to thank me because I actually pronounced his last name pretty well last time, and he sent in five more questions.
Yay.
All right, so question one, what is the most normal thing about you? There are things about you that put you outside the mainstream of your country, like being atheist or bisexual or geeks, but what is the most mainstream thing about each of you?
I am a straight white male.
Okay, I'm going to say, like, let's not make it, like, something that you can't help from birth.
Yeah.
Mine is that I like to run, and I'm a runner, and I also like to lay out in the sun, like, just straight up basic bitch tanning.
Yeah.
Like, I put a blanket out in the front yard, I spray myself down with sunscreen, I time it. So I'm flipping over regularly, like I am drinking beers and straight up basic bitch tanning myself.
That's fair.
And then also I was a jock in high school. I lettered in two sports 4 years in a row. So I can't really argue. I mean, they were dorky sports, but still, there they were.
I actually listen to sports radio.
Hey, yeah,
not
like
all
baseball.
The time. I like baseball. I like football. I like sports.
You watch the Super Bowl every year.
I do. Yeah, and I mean,
not just for the commercials. You watch the football.
I do actually watch the football. Like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
So that's mine.
I'm drawing a blank.
Nick's drawing a blank. I would say, boy, let me think of something for Nick. That's funny. You know what? You could say, Nick, that. You like a lot of, like, I don't know, like, you like to, like, go to town on, like, wings, you know, or, like, trying to think of, like, like your food tastes, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot that's mainstream about Nick. That's
thinking.
You're a lifter now.
I guess.
You're kind of getting into powerlifting.
Nick's a lifter.
Getting into powerlifting.
I lift weights. I'm back to that a lot.
Yeah.
Since December. Yeah.
Yeah. That could be it.
That's kind of basic-ish, normal-ish. Yeah.
You wear cargo shorts.
I don't have any cargo shorts to fit right now.
I know, but that has been.
Okay, one pair.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Fair enough.
All right. Question two: who is a member of the Republican Party that you could potentially see yourself voting for president in 2020? I know this is a tough one.
Man, I don't even.
I can't. I honestly can't think of anyone. Because, like, it would have to be like a mayor or like a but there's no one in the Congress right now who's been speaking out to my liking against the shit that's going on. So it wouldn't be anybody in Congress.
Mitt Romney was for a while, but I mean there's still all sorts of other shit about him that I don't.
I guess at this point, I could see myself voting for John McCain, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but then, he died.
I mean, I know, but I mean, like, if that were what we were coming up to.
How about Meghan McCain?
Meghan McCain? Ugh, I don't know, man. Dreadful. She's gotten real bad lately.
Yeah.
She's been doubling down on a lot of really shitty stuff.
Yeah, McCain was probably the closest.
She's been playing some. Kasich?
And he was a dick. Nah.
I mean,
so here's the thing,
like
the Republican Party platform itself is something I could never fucking endorse.
Yeah.
So by definition, there's no Republican
I will say ever. Kasich was like, he has been speaking out against Trump, speaking out against the shit, mostly because he's retired now and doesn't have anything to do with anything. But like, at the time, like when he was running this last election, people who voted for him that I knew, at least I was like, okay, that's not so terrible.
Oh, I know. A Republican that I would consider voting for if he was on the ballot is Joe Biden.
All right. Question 3. What is your most and least favorite thing about Germany? You're not allowed to say beer or Hitler.
I know mine.
Okay.
So Germany got rid of, decommissioned, and removed every single nuclear power plant in their country.
Nice.
After Fukushima.
I guess that's your favorite?
That's my least favorite
thing. Oh, it's your least favorite.
It's my least favorite thing.
Okay.
I'm kind of a pro-nuke wonk. I really am a fan of nuclear power.
Probably said nuclear power, not nuke.
It's a short. I'm pro-nuclear energy in general. Specifically, I feel like there are a lot of really awesome technologies that we're ignoring because of fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and oil industry lobbying and terror campaigns. And even a malfunctioning nuclear power plant, it does less damage at its worst than a fully functioning and perfect coal plant over the course of its lifetime. And I feel like it's really incredibly short-sighted to decommission all nuclear power instead of looking into all the stuff like Lifter and Generation 4 reactors.
Yeah.
I mean, like 90% of France's power comes from nuclear.
What's your most favorite thing?
Their efficiency.
That's fair. Just the cultural
There's some
appreciation of it.
Cultural, like, of mechanical engineering and efficiency and that I appreciate.
Okay. Tim, are you ready? Do you want to
spend
some time? All right.
Sure. Least favorite, and I understand why it's this way, but I think that it can be very dangerous. Their law is basically making it illegal to be a Nazi.
Oh, interesting. That was gonna be my favorite. So keep going,
because
please.
I think that's a dangerous limitation of speech in a way that, I mean, I don't have a problem with saying being a Nazi isn't okay, but my worry is that by doing that, what they do is they drive that kind of thing underground, and then it has a chance to kind of bubble up, and they aren't prepared to deal with it.
Okay.
I think there's a better way to deal with that
shit than the
way they dealt with it.
The difference is, like, it stays underground, but when they show up to, like, the German equivalent of Charlottesville, they get fucking arrested.
Yeah, it's my thing.
Yeah,
so
I
know that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yep. What's your favorite?
It's a hard answer. So, I've been to Germany. I fucking love the architecture in Germany.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the small towns on the sides of mountains and shit like that, it's just freaking amazing.
Cool.
Just beautiful.
So my favorite thing is the absolute complete eradication of Nazi iconography, ideology, that you can't show it, depict it, or talk about it.
You can't do the Sieg Heil salute.
That you can't parody it. You can't, like, that they just fucking none of it.
Right.
Because it's not that they're trying to ignore that it happened, but they're like, they find it to be so hateful and distasteful that it gets no platform.
Right.
And I don't think that's a freedom of speech thing. I think that's a freedom of people being allowed to feel safe thing.
Right.
And so to me, you don't give a Nazi a platform.
Yep.
Freedom of speech shouldn't cover Nazis.
Zero tolerance for fucking fascism.
But so that's my favorite thing. I would say my least favorite thing is the stereotypical Oktoberfest situation
that
has been brought over here, with like girls with their tits spilling out and like drunk guys in lederhosen.
Yeah.
And like the fact that like the Minnesota Renaissance Festival has an Oktoberfest weekend.
Word.
That makes no fucking sense. And it's all about like just drinking as much as fucking possible, but with none of the actual cultural. So like Oktoberfest and the way it has infiltrated America is like my least favorite.
It's not about drinking
Germany.
And appreciating and sampling good beer. It's about drinking as much fucking beer as possible.
It's the way St. Patrick's Day has gotten ruined over here too. So like I also, All right. Question four. What is the thing about the atheist movement or community that you would like to see more of and less of? With that, I mean, what
like
topic?
Two questions per.
I know, right?
Saying.
Which topic would you think... They're very efficient, Tim. what topic do you think atheist activists should focus more or less on? I'll say you can pick one if you want. More or less.
More social justice.
More social justice?
I think fighting racism and sexism and queerphobia is a skeptic issue because all the arguments that are used to support those ideas are bullshit and should be debunked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem is that there are too many people in the atheist community that are like, that's not part of atheism. We shouldn't be talking about this. And that's the shit that I just want to get rid of. I want, it's like, fuck you, go to church.
Yeah.
It's just the thing that I miss in the atheist community. And we've had several people bring it up. There isn't much of a community there.
Sure.
That there is in church. And I don't like the community the church creates.
Yeah.
But there is no equivalent.
That's fair.
In atheism.
I would like to see less of us har owning the Christians and like being like, oh man, these dumb Christians, I'm gonna go on their page and just like be like and say things like, oh, your magic sky daddy told you to go do this thing, and like the really like derisive language that doesn't help.
Yeah.
Because like there's ways to point out the cognitive dissonance and try to get a Christian to question without doing the mocking thing. Like, save the mocking for when you're among your godless asshole friends and your little Facebook page or whatever, where we're like, you can talk to each other and joke. But like, that's not how you help people find the truth of the world, right?
Sure.
By saying shit like that. And so
save it as a retaliation when they start being dickish.
Or
maybe.
Or just shut the fuck up or just don't worry about it. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it just, like, I follow a couple of atheist Facebook pages that, like, there'll be a post and there's just atheist after atheist saying things like, you know, oh, did your magic sky daddy tell you that from the sky? And it's like, okay, I mean, no, they're quoting the Bible. I don't know what you, I mean, like, they're quoting Paul.
Oh,
like, it's like,
you know,
yeah.
There's a problem with Islamophobia and atheists.
Oh, yeah, so there is.
It's where you have to be more aware of and careful about criticizing culture versus criticizing religious ideals. And I see it a lot in Star Trek. Like, the Star Trek Facebook group, this cosplayer did a Geordi costume.
With a hijab. It was dope.
It was super dope.
And even
LeVar Burton was like, this is the best Geordi cosplay I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And there are all these Star Trek fans that are like, no room for any religion in Star Trek, which I kind of agree with.
Sure.
But also, she's a cosplayer.
Yeah, this isn't
and
Star Trek.
It can be a cultural garment and not strictly religious garment. And also, like, why are you shitting on someone's fun? Just get over it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Question five. Have you ever committed a crime? And if so, which one? Don't say anything that could still land you in jail.
So the statute of limitations for anything but murder is like 7 years?
I think something like that. Maybe like 10 to 15 for something like grand theft or like serious bodily harm or whatever.
When Molly and I first started dating, I couldn't drive because there was a period of time where I got into a car accident and I got a ticket for reckless driving because I fell asleep behind the wheel on my way to my mom's wedding.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay that ticket, so my license got suspended.
Yep.
And then I kept on getting pulled over for driving with a suspended license.
Yep.
And so there was just a period of time where I was like, well, fuck it. Let me get rid of this car and not drive for like 7 years or something.
But those fines don't go away.
But those fines don't go away. And so, like, I did a little bit of community service to pay off some of it. And I ended up going into the government center and talking to someone about how to like bundle that all together into a more reasonable fine to pay at once and got rid of it and got it taken care of. But even when I got my license back, I was super jittery and nervous about driving for the first couple of years because, like, I didn't trust the government to tell me that my license wasn't suspended.
Right.
Because they had already done that once, yep. And I got pulled over and it was turned out it was suspended. Yep. So, like, but yeah. That's all taken care of.
I have possessed a felony amount of drugs. I feel confident saying that. That's not a secret.
That's likely. That's likely. Knowing you.
Yeah.
10 years ago or whatever.
Yeah. 15. Jesus.
Oh yeah. Right.
I don't have a lot of vices. So
besides like speeding, no misdemeanors. Have you ever done anything that would actually?
I would just smuggle out of Hawaii, Tim.
Nothing. I wouldn't.
Would just smuggle into Hawaii, Tim.
Nothing. But I The worst I can say, I drive for a living, I'm not speeding, but I have definitely run red lights because I was just like so focused on where I was headed or some shit like that. Yeah,
that's a grand moving violation.
Yeah, so
plus there was that drifter you hit and just went away.
That's true. That was a hit and run.
He didn't die, so it's not murder.
Yeah.
Right, but it is a hit and run.
Yeah, it is a hit and run. No, I've definitely run a fair number of red lights in my
life. Yay! So. Five questions.
Yeah. If you have five questions to send us, send them to 5questions@geeks.god.com. If you're a Patreon supporter, we'll bump you to the top of the list or the top of the Patreon list if there are other supporters that are in that list already. Speaking of new patrons, hey, we have a new patron.
Yay!
Joyce. Oh, boy, I'm going to massacre this.
Do you want some help?
Yeah.
Okay. Rise, Dizel, is what I would say. Rizdizel.
Rizdizel.
Rizdizel. I don't know.
You're putting in an extra S.
There are extra E's. You're not pronouncing them.
R, whatever. Joyce!
I'm not going to try. Thanks, Joyce.
Thank you so much, Joyce. Joyce gets to listen to this episode early. Joyce also gets to listen to our recent patron-exclusive episode we did where we went to the Church of Ekinkar and meditated with them and sang the name of God for 20 minutes. Legit, we actually did that.
We did it. We did it. We did not pretend.
Rizdizel, now that I see it. I couldn't see it when he held it close to me.
So, and I'm going to send her a Patreon message about some stickers or a button or something. We'll figure that out. That's our dog, Peaches. She's adorable and whiny. You can probably hear her.
We're only $15 away from our $150 goal.
Which is a new website redesign.
And we have 44... Yeah. Patrons, which is pretty fucking awesome.
It is pretty fucking awesome. Thank you all so much for your support. We really appreciate it. We get to do fun outings that we record about and get better recording equipment. We bought a button maker and some stickers, and we're going to keep doing fun stuff with that money. Thank you very much for it. Otherwise, we've been Geeks Without God, and as always, we will have another episode up next Tuesday, unless you're a patron. In which case, you might be able to listen to it early.
Bye!
Bye. Phase 4 will be here in a snap.
Too soon, Tim. Too soon.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
God, take the dog outside to pee.